you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, shooting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. Bay. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours hurling some e-turds at the right.
Fuck you, Sky God.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for tuning in to this show before the big one hits or whatever.
And to the C students.
No, I miss him.
You miss him?
Not really, no.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, he... Again, still worse than Trump. Still worse than Trump. Lied us into a war.
Trump's working on it.
Yeah. Ask Iraq.
Really hard.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. A little bit rainy here in the Redneck Riviera today.
Fuck you.
Thunderstorms going, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure it has nothing to do with global warming.
Oh, yeah. None at all. None whatsoever.
Oh, we can't say that here in Florida. I forgot.
Oh, that's right.
The governor, Rick Scott, said you can't say it anymore.
What do they do to you?
Well, if you work for the government, you get reprimanded, right?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. It was a couple of years ago. It was a big story that the Rick Scott administration had told all their all government employees not to use the term global warming or climate change, even.
God, that's so fucking stupid.
What
a bunch of dick bags.
There's all kinds of shit. Let's see which. Let's just get straight to the headlines. Like I said, thanks for joining us. It's Faithless Friday. You can tweet us during the show, also live at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Where all the cool kids hang out.
Yay!
let's see what's going on in your headlines.
Ooh, wee-wee.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Yeet.
Pensacola, Florida. August 11, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yes. Welcome to the show, baby. You want to learn about Trump?
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
Huff Post.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure I just saw this a little while ago, if this is what the headline is. Trump was... giving a, no, it's not the headline. What is this? The headline says, well, Trump was given a little impromptu press conference.
Oh, just off the cuff.
Another one of these meetings. Jeez. Where everybody walks in to, he's announcing some panel. Ivanka is on, she's sitting there. And they asked questions afterwards, and Trump basically was like, yeah, I said locked and loaded. It's what I meant.
Oh, my God. So great when he speaks off the cuff, you know, for the fucking planet.
But the headline here over at the HuffPost, it's that famous picture of, I think it's Iraq.
Yes.
When apparently the person who can fix everything and everything.
Yes.
Jared Kushner.
Lucky.
When he went over there.
Right.
And had that, remember he was wearing that, like, I'm sure it's a $1,000 suit with beige pants and a flak jacket. Remember that?
Oh, my fucking God.
Probably $1,000 sunglasses.
Oh, sure. He probably picked all that shit up from J. Crew.
So the it's that picture, but it says Jared to the rescue. Tell me they're not going to send him to North Korea. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Take him.
Trump will, however, according to the headline, Trump to send Jared Kushner and envoy.
Yes.
To Middle East
for
for Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Kushner was charged with helping to broker a deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians after...
Because,
you know, I'm going to listen to...
Jared.
A 35-year-old.
Is he a fucking genius or something? I mean, is he a Rhodes Scholar? Was he top of his class at Harvard? Is he like Professor fucking X?
Who cares? He's from a rich vagina. He doesn't need to be accomplished.
Oh, that's right.
Or good at anything.
Oh, wonderful. So we just have an unskilled trust fund fuckface trying to fix the Middle East. That's lovely.
So according to a White House official, President Donald Trump is sending his son-in-law, Jared, and negotiator Jason Greenblatt to the Middle East.
God damn.
To meet regional leaders and discuss, quote, a path to substantive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Let me ask you something, Matt Vile Experience. Had Barack Hussein Obama been elected, and then all of a sudden started handing out jobs to people of whom he was related, would the shit not have hit fan?
And people that are cosmically unqualified
for
any of this, they thought, they still squeal. I saw this today, in fact, in a comment somewhere about how unqualified Obama was for the presidency. This is some Trump pansy. And I was like, what?
Fucking idiots.
You are kidding me.
Well, I mean, you say, I mean, if Trump drags us into nuclear war, I mean, I don't know. You can maybe say Obama was more qualified than Trump.
I mean, this is how stupid people are and how much they worship wealth.
It really is fucking disgusting.
Like, they think that Trump is qualified to be the president of the United States because he's got billions.
He's a rich,
therefore,
white oligarch. He probably makes racist people feel comfortable when they see a white dude in the White House. You know, because a lot of these dickbags, they don't see black people as people. So when they see Barack Hussein Obama in the Oval, they're like, what the fuck is happening? How's he going to save us? And shit like that. God.
So there you go. Well,
what a mess.
Well, Donald Trump keeps pouring kerosene over on the North Korean fire. Apparently, Jared's going to save them. Middle East.
Hey, man.
I
was just saying, if I was Tiffany Trump, I would be so hurt.
Oh, she's smart to be as far away as she can. Didn't Kushner go a month or two ago? Well, it has to be within the past 6 months. Went on one of these trips to Israel and Palestine, and it didn't go well at all. Like he sat down and thought it was going to be, again, so easy. How hard could it be?
Where's all the warm blowjobs I was promised?
And I think mostly the Palestinians, because, you know, Bibi Netanyahu can't suck Trump cock enough and vice versa. But Jared apparently was not well received by the Palestinians.
I mean, what the fuck what do they expect? I mean, they're so far up Israel's dick hole. And
if Jared's opinion of what's going on over there is anything like his father-in-law's and their minions, then of course the Palestinians are going to be hostile. He's coming in assuming it's their fault. Everything's their fault.
Right. Why would they be nice to these people? You know, when Trump negotiates shit and whenever, you know, Jared negotiates shit in a business setting, isn't it about money?
Right.
I mean, he's not doing the bidding of the American people when he's working for, Trump's business or his business or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
It's a different deal.
Trying to enrich themselves.
We're trying to sit here and explain why America is different than one of Trump's shitty casinos. and how you can't run it like a fucking shitty fucking casino.
So over at the Drudge Report, let's see what they're not thinking over there. Crank your calendars back a few hundred years.
Crank it, baby.
1,000 years.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Hey, the Earth wasn't that old, okay? It's just 6,000 years old.
Facebook in China.
Yes.
Is the headline.
Ooh.
Leads over to a failing New York Times.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, Drudge sending some business over to Trump's mortal enemy.
Oh, shit.
But the headline says, in China. Facebook tests the waters with a stealth app, it says.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, one that'll get around all the thought police. What do they have over there?
Facebook and many of its apps have been blocked in China for years. To change that, Mark Zuckerberg has made a big point of meeting with Chinese politicians, reading stodgy Communist Party propaganda, studying Mandarin.
Yes.
And perhaps most daunting, speaking it in public. So Zuckerberg's learning Mandarin.
Because he wants Facebook in China.
Well, he probably sees China as the second biggest,
right,
and now the biggest growingest economy.
But he's talking to the government over there about it? That's odd. I mean, what is it going to be, an instrument of Chinese propaganda, Facebook?
They're trying a different way. They're authorizing the release of a new app there that doesn't carry the Facebook brand.
Okay.
In May, they debuted a photo sharing app called Colorful Balloons.
What the fuck?
And you know, they have weird names.
Oh, it's
for
in
shit.
Chinese, right? It's in Chinese, right? Though. Colorful Balloons.
Yeah, I don't think you would say have something with two L's in it,
right,
in Chinese.
Well, they don't.
According to a person with knowledge of the company's plans, the app, which has not previously been reported, shares the look, function, and feel of Facebook's Moments.
Perfect.
App, which I think is a steal from the Snapchat stories, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, right. Do they disappear after a certain amount of time?
No, I don't know. I'm not on Moments.
Moments. God, they what released, else do we have to fucking be on? Moments.
They released the app through a local company without any hint that the social network is affiliated with it. So I guess they're trying to stealthily dip his toe, Zuckerberg, yes, in the Chinese market over there.
You know, but if he is talking to the government about his app and about his business.
Well, they know.
Right, but
I'm assuming.
But wouldn't you be worried that they would pervert Facebook, the Chinese government, into, you know, state-run media, some arm of state-run media?
Like Trump would like to do here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Trump would like to do that with Facebook.
Like he's trying to do to Twitter.
Yes.
So there you go. Those are your headlines. Like I said, a little while ago, I was watching the telly and they busted in and Trump was speaking and he basically... the bar is so fucking low. Several of the pundits were saying, well, you know, it seems like he may have turned down the rhetoric just a little bit.
Oh, geez.
But only because he didn't have a catchphrase like Fire and Fury or Locked and Loaded.
God, let me understand. So it's a success if Trump goes on TV and doesn't threaten another country with nuclear fucking annihilation. That's a good one. That's a good appearance.
Which is how it's been the whole time. He doesn't shit the bed, yeah, and they say, oh, look how presidential he is.
Yes. I miss presidents that used to just choke on peanuts and fall over or puke or, you know, things like that.
We're 6 months in. Should we still be saying, hey, he'll be presidential any minute now?
No, absolutely
not.
What the fuck? Especially if you're white, you shouldn't say that. Any second now, guys. Please have some patience.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to unzip and let our atheism hang out a little bit more than usual.
Take a breath.
But there are some other stories to get to here from Magic.
Yes, that don't involve Jesus.
Spreadsheet.
Spread.
Well, everything, Ryan, involves Jesus.
We are all Jesus.
You?
In the Christian faith, everything is God. Like this pop screen over this microphone is God. The cup that holds my water, there's also Jesus in this cup, correct? How's it work?
There's a whole lot of liquid Jesus in
there. Yeah. It burns my eyes.
Body of Christ.
Ugh.
Blood of Christ.
Right.
What's that white stuff? Yeah. So, there's a story that is circulating from the Hindustan Times in India.
Yes.
And it has to do with some diplomats there. You know, yesterday we talked about, go to crabdiving.com. I go to iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, subscribe to us and give us good reviews and shit and lots of stars and
hell
thumbs.
Hell yeah, man.
It helps us out a lot.
We've been getting some good reviews. Go over and read our great reviews and then leave one yourself. What do you think about that?
So yesterday we talked about how a lot of these diplomats view President Trump worldwide. Yes. And spoiler alert, they think he's a fucking idiot.
They think he's so fucking stupid.
And obsessed with Obama was the big takeaway. Was
right.
A couple of the diplomats said that basically he wants to know, well, what was Obama's view?
Yes.
And I'm going to take the opposite.
Right. Perfect. What a great way to fucking govern. That makes me so fucking sick to my stomach, because I liked a lot of Obama's decisions.
Well, now over in India, I guess there's a little political kerfuffle going on.
Oh, shit.
That the prime minister over there.
Yes.
Invited someone from the United States here.
God, I don't know the name of the Indian prime minister, and that is a huge fucking country.
Modi?
What's his name?
Modi.
Modi.
This is his last name.
Damn, I don't know the Chinese guy either. The guy in charge of China. Who's that? You know that. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Xi Jinping.
Abe's in charge of Japan.
Shinzo Abe.
And South Korea. I have no fucking idea.
There's a new one.
Oh, right.
Probably a Kim. Who the hell knows?
How sad.
Not a lot of names over
How
there.
How sad. Our country is threatening to level Asia. We don't know anything about it. No wonder the rest of the fucking planet hates us.
We don't even have a ambassador to South Korea.
That's true.
So, here it is. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Yes.
Recently invited to his country to attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit.
Global.
None other than Crown Princess of the United States, Ivanka Trump.
Go fuck yourself. Go Ivanka. Fuck yourself, Ivanka. Ivanka? How do you say your name? Ivanka?
I'd say Ivanka, because I know that's probably Ivanka. How she hates to have it said.
Oh, yes. She's just like her dad.
Apparently it's causing some controversy over there in India because...
Oh, shit.
People there understand what's going on. She is seen there as someone who owes her success only to nepotism.
Bam!
Not entrepreneurship. Why would you have someone speak at an entrepreneur council who crawled out of a billion-dollar JJ?
That's insane! That is fucking nuts! We watch Shark Tank. Are you familiar with the show? It's a television show.
Shark Tank. It's the fucking Shark
Tank. It glorifies these oligarchs we have. But a lot of them are startups, and a lot of them, you know, made their own money, I guess. While they introduce each person, they show a little montage of how they became successful.
Yes.
So what would Ivanka's be? Her plopping out of a fucking
apparently
vagina.
Crowning out of
whoever had her.
An episiotomy,
her.
Ivana.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do another episiotomy segment.
Slice that vag.
Ugh!
So, you okay?
Yeah, man. I just don't like
episiotomy?
No, medical shit.
I know someone who witnessed the birth of their child, and all was good until that happened.
That's when he went
horizontal.
I don't know. Yeah, no shit.
Well, somebody's taking a scalpel to your wife's badge, yeah.
Why would anybody be into episiotomies, though? You're not into it. What? I'm not. I mean, who is? Who loves them?
Come on. In the internet, I'm sure somehow we can find somebody who gets off on episiotomy.
Where are my episiotomy motherfuckers at?
A writer over at the Hindustan Times in an editorial said, Mr. Modi's invite to Ms. Trump has generated a fair amount of unease because Ms. Trump's career credentials have almost entirely been built within her father's business empire.
Oh, perfect.
He does say, however, But before we criticize Mr. Modi's decision, please do remember that Ms. Trump is a senior advisor to the U.S. President Donald Trump. By inviting Ms. Trump, Mr. Modi is taking one for the team and the nation. That's how they view her.
Right.
Invite that idiot so that we can suck up to her stupid fucking father.
God, that's so fucked up.
But there's
it'll work.
So some diplomats, one diplomat who was interviewed.
Yes.
Said that the key to dealing with Ivanka, this is what they're telling each other. How to deal with Ivanka is to flatter her and make her feel important, just as you would do with a visiting member of a royal family. Quote, we regard Ivanka Trump the way we do half-wit Saudi princes. It's in our national interest to flatter them.
Oh, my God.
Half-wit Saudi princes. Oh, you are so great. You are so smart. We love you.
Shit. That is depressing. It's depressing.
And it's the same with her father.
You know, I don't care how you fucking felt about Barack Hussein Obama. When he went into these rooms or whatever to talk to these leaders, did you ever feel like he was going to get outsmarted? He was going to be outgunned mentally?
I never felt bad about leaving him alone with anybody.
Fuck
anybody.
No.
Anyone.
We know that you can't leave Schindler alone with people. They'll start recording shit. And, you know, he'll tell, hey, by the way, here's some submarines. Here's our nuclear subs, by the way. He's bananas.
Amazing. So we'll let you know how Ivanka's big diplomatic economic visit goes.
What a motherfucking nightmare.
Right before he answered questions today. I don't even remember what the fuck the panel is about today.
Whatever.
But before he started, nobody asked a question about the panel. Of course,
right.
Everyone started asking about, are you going to kill us?
Yes.
Are you going to get us killed?
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard. We don't want to answer any questions about North Korea and the impending nuclear holocaust that we're going to start.
And there's one reason for this and one reason alone.
Yes.
It's Trump.
Right.
For this escalation. One reason. His shit.
Had he not said any of that, we wouldn't be where we are.
Right.
And to the people that say, I keep hearing from the right that what Obama was trying for years never worked. And to those people, I want to say, by never worked, what do you fucking mean?
Right. Did anybody get nuked? Well, I think when it comes to North Korea, that's kind of what you're aiming for.
That's all there is.
Right.
That can happen. I just don't.
Again, they're not crazy. No matter how the administration tries to paint Kim and his dynasty and those people, they ain't nuts.
Right.
They want to stay alive. And they think that the only way that their country and their regime is going to stay alive is to have a nuke to threaten the United States with. Because we keep threatening. Look what we do. Look what we do.
Well, we don't usually do this.
Ask Saddam what we did.
Yeah.
Ask the Iraqis. Ask the Iranians in the 70s, the 60s, or whenever. No, the 50s. When did we put the Shah in? The 50s, 40s, 50s?
I don't know.
Ask a couple of South American countries where we stuck our big white dicks in and instituted regime change because we thought we could because we got the big old dick of America.
And gee, let me guess. It's generally GOP presidents are in charge when shit like that happens. Right?
I don't know. I can't.
Iraq.
Opine.
North Korea.
Iraq was definitely.
You know.
I don't know about when we go back to. Because, I mean, Eisenhower was a Republican, but right now he'd be
a Democrat.
He'd be Bernie.
Yeah.
He'd be a flaming liberal cuck.
Right.
Compared to what he was back then.
Yeah.
So the Republicans of
how shitty. I mean, does Trump just not give a fuck about the people in North Korea?
No.
What about the Americans in Guam? I mean,
there was a pundit on TV, on telly.
Pundit.
That basically said, a million people might get killed, but you know, most of those are going to be North Korean. No big deal. Millions of people. Who cares?
No biggie.
Well, no biggie.
Fuck it. That's
insane. And that's a lie, by the way, because a significant portion. Yeah, a lot of North Koreans might get killed, but a lot of South Koreans are going to get killed too. And yes, that is what kind of like Lindsey Graham yesterday.
Well, you got to decide where your allegiances lie.
Basically saying, well, oh well.
Well, but it's not a, you know, the only reason we're at this choice, or I don't even know, is it a choice? Right at this point is because this fucking idiot tweeted.
I think he's going to get nukes.
People fucking joked when he was running for president that he would tweet us into a nuclear war.
He ran on, if you vote for Hillary, she's going to start World War III.
So fucking stupid.
I'm going to take us out of the stupid, all the stupid wars.
Why would we believe, why, Trumpalos, why in the fuck? Now, I know you guys hate Hillary so much. She has a vagina. You know, she worked for the black guy when he was president. I know you hate her. But why the fuck do you think Hillary Clinton would be more likely to lead us into a nuclear war than Hitler? She was Secretary of Motherfucking State. I think she knows how the world works. Even right. If you think she's insanely corrupt, she's not inept. Fuck me.
It's insane.
I mean, sadly, in this country, I don't know, man. People want to pick the best candidate. My God, pick somebody who has some skill at least, who's adept, who can do shit.
I've got a story here. This is out of, God, do we want to talk about Texas? Do we want to talk about?
Oh my God.
What do you want?
What are these fuck sticks doing?
Well, we can talk about this really quickly. They're, of course, it's a day ending in Y, so the Christo Moolahs of Texas are trying to legislate the vagina.
Abortion!
In some capacity.
Fatal Holocaust, baby!
So they're House Bill 214.
Fuck ye!
State Representative John Smithy from Armadillo.
Shut up. John Smith from Armadillo, Texas.
From
fuck.
Amarillo.
Lucky boy.
It was the lead author of the bill.
Eat my dick.
Would require women to pay an additional insurance premium if they want their health plan to cover abortions performed outside of medical emergency.
Yeah, okay. Now, I assume then you can't cover Viagra, right?
It will not contain medical emergencies.
Oh, my God.
It will not contain exceptions for fetal abnormalities, rape, or incest.
Jesus so fucking Christ,
a 12-year-old girl is raped by her father who impregnates her and she has a deformed fetus.
Yes.
Your insurance ain't paying for that, you little whore.
Suck my dick.
You shouldn't have looked so hot and sexy for daddy.
Oh, my God. It's the same shit. It's the same shit all the time out of Texas. Just come out and admit it. You hate women. You hate the fuck out of women.
Republicans are, I mean, pick a state. Pick a Republican state that isn't jealous of this.
Louisiana.
Yeah. Oh, we won't do that too. Kansas, that's a great idea. Kansas. Alabama's like, fuck. Why didn't we think of that?
You're stealing our idea. Right. It's total garbage. And there's a war on white people, by the way.
The Democrats, the poor beleaguered Democrats in Texas, fought the proposal in a series of amendments.
Yeah.
Trying to add exceptions for fetal abnormalities, ectopic pregnancies, rape, incest, mental health of the mother. They also tried to remove a provision in the bill preventing insurance companies from offering savings on premiums.
Oh, my God.
So they can't even like give a discount.
That's like
if you include the abortion.
Hey, why don't you just come out and say, we're going to tax your vagina. It's a vagina tax. We're going to penalize you for having inside fun parts. I mean, they are anyway.
And they also tried to put language that insurance would also pay for rape kits. Republicans are like, no. Republicans voted them all down.
Oh, God.
And the bill passed 95-51. It will be going now to the Senate. That's the state house, which has basically already approved an identical measure. So they'll probably just rubber stamp it, send it up to that Christo fascist loon, Greg Abbott.
Fuck you.
And he will eagerly sign it.
God, dude, what a mess. What a fucking mess.
The a representative, Chris Turner from Fort Worth, of course, a city. Says, calls it rape insurance.
Huh.
Women don't plan to be raped. Parents don't plan for their children to be victims of incest.
My God.
Asking a woman or a parent to foresee something like that and buy supplemental insurance to cover that horrific possibility is not only ridiculous, it is cruel.
That's literally taxing you for having a vagina. They're punishing you, penalizing you. You're going to have to pay a tax on this earth because if you get raped, we don't want to have to help you.
It's not a lot of insurance covers abortion anyway.
Yeah.
Unless it's a medical necessita. But so this is really just a political. It's a look at us, look at us, look what we're doing.
Right.
We're saving babies.
It's a symbol.
Yet it will have the real consequence of preventing women with life-threatening conditions from receiving treatment.
How the fuck does this work? Let's say you're in the hospital, you're having a baby, something goes wrong, and they're like, you need to terminate the pregnancy or something. What happens? Do you have to go through a committee? How do you get approval to do this?
Move to California.
Oh my God.
Move out of Christianstan.
God, if you take a step back and just look at where we are as a nation, it is disgusting.
We've taken leaps back.
Oh, my God.
Step back.
You fucking idiots that voted for Trump. You're just so stupid. You're a bunch of sadists. You really are.
Yeah, we thought these Christo-fascists had been stuffed back down in the holes they deserved to be in.
Yeah, go back in your holes, fuck nuts.
And now, because of the whoring of the GOP party.
Ooh, yes.
Now, suddenly, it's going to be fucking Handmaid's Tale.
Dude, they want a fucking domineering daddy. They want a leather daddy to tell them what to do, these Christo chwants.
The voters, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And the people like Greg Abbott want to be the white daddy.
They want to be punished.
Smithy.
It's fucked up.
A Democrat from Austin, Donna Howard, said it's a political stunt that all it's going to do is keep women with life-threatening conditions from receiving treatment. What you are trying to prevent doesn't exist, she said.
Yeah, right. And she's from Austin, right? You just said?
Yep.
Okay.
Smithy defended his bill, saying it's needed to keep people with moral, religious, and philosophical objections from having to pay for your baby-killing abortion.
God, Smithy, you are a vile piece of human fucking trash.
I don't want to pay for your boner.
Yeah. I don't want to pay for your fucking hard-on pills.
It's against my deeply seated religious beliefs that you should... I mean, I believe that you should not be able to procreate as a Christo-fascist. I sincerely believe that.
Yes.
Therefore, we shouldn't have to pay for your dick pills.
And if you want a vasectomy, I don't want to pay for it. The insurance shouldn't pay for it either, fuckhead.
Well, I might...
yeah, whatever keeps you from procreating.
If you're one of these people, we'll donate to your vasectomies.
What a bunch of dickheads.
So there's about a week until the deadline to pass bills during a 30-day special legislative session. The House has now already, this is the Texas House, has passed legislation on two of the three abortion-related topics.
What a hellscape.
That Governor Greg Abbott placed on his 20-item special session agenda. He called the legislators in for a special session to do this shit.
Oh my fucking God. They a special session to legislate the puss. Come on in, guys.
Among other things, but yeah, how many? Four items.
We got
four out of 20.
There's an emergency.
Another bill will prevent state and local governments from contracting with abortion providers or their affiliates.
Oh my God.
And it's made it out of committee. So that means you can't even do business with anybody who might have a stake in a company
that
might. Yeah.
This is the fucking Handmaid's Tale. I mean, do we want to live in Iran? Do we want to live in Iraq?
And yet, did you see they're trying to pass a bill that says,
I can't imagine this will fly.
Yes.
But they're trying to make it illegal to organize boycotts against Israel.
How the fuck can you make it illegal to organize a boycott against anything? I really don't understand that. I mean, where's the...
trying to figure that out myself, but there's a bunch of Republicans that have put together... This is national bill.
Yes.
That somehow is going to criminalize... You know, because there's that movement, the...
God, I don't even understand
I forget what the letters
that.
Are, the letters, that the abbreviation, but it's yes. it's a group divest from Israel or something like that. And it's an activist group
right.
who their goal is to kick Israel in the economic nads to get it to stop turning Palestine into a prison camp.
God. I mean, shit. That's insane, man. How would you prevent people from organizing a boycott?
Republicans, what do you mean?
I mean, what do they do? There's a law against that, so...
They'll go after the founders of this that activist group.
So they'll
You're
go after like, Facebook pages. They'll yep. want to search your emails
sure.
for signs of...
I'm getting hard. Yeah, yeah. Come on,
together.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Speak it.
God. We don't do shit like this in this country.
They're trying.
We used to not.
So that one has yet to make it out of committee, but is scheduled for a floor debate or something like that. So
you know, to be honest, if your state shows up on the Crab Diving podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com, and if you want to buy anything on Amazon and you want to pay us a little bit, you can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
It doesn't actually cost you anything.
It doesn't cost
you're not paying us anything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You're helping us for free.
But if your state shows up on our show often, that probably, means it's a shitty fucking state.
Yeah.
Texas is shitty as fuck. Alabama is shitty as fuck.
Sure.
Florida. I mean,
and
we live
Mississippi
here,
had more money.
Shitty. What?
If Mississippi had a little more money, I'm sure they're the poorest state in the whole goddamn...
They're shitty as fuck,
they're trying to
man.
Stay alive, yeah.
It's all these Bible belters.
Yeah.
Just too much Jesus in these places that we just mentioned. There's no fucking reason there should be... How many abortion-related laws are going through the Texas House now? Or
4?
Why? Is there nothing else to govern in Texas rather than the pussy? Is that the only thing these people have time to lord over, your pussy? You got to be fucking kidding me.
The
it's baffling.
It's unsurprising.
Ooh, right. Yeah, it's not shocking.
The it is Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget here, crab diving.
Fuck you.
And that kind of fits in there because they're using their religion as a cudgel.
Oh, absolutely, dude. You'll burn in hell, blah, blah, blah.
I've got a story here. Oh, this one drove me nuts earlier. This is one of your favorite organizations, Ryan.
Oh, really?
The NRA.
Oh, great.
The National Rifle Association.
Guns don't kill people unless you get shot to death with one.
Like apparently, 30. In order to be affiliated with being a spokesperson in any capacity with the NRA, you really have to be a festering diaper load.
Oh, yes.
Because there's nobody out there. This Dana Loesch, this. Did you see the latest?
No, I did
there's
not.
There's another ad. They're coming for the New York Times, she says. We're coming for the New York Times.
The NRA is.
Yeah.
How so? They're going to shoot the paper to death, or what does that mean? We're going to shoot your words.
This was the controversy where they said that they were going to Fisk the NRA.
What does that mean?
And it really sounds like she said fist, and then
Fisk, yeah.
Some other people. There was even a HuffPo guy who went after her for saying fist. And she swears, they swear they didn't do it. So fake news. This guy,
fist.
Yasher Ali ended up tweeting a whole bunch of like 14 or 15 tweet apology to her.
Uh-huh.
But
why would anybody fist the...
Well, it's Fisk, which means to... to call out every fact or something. It's like obscure word.
God, I've never heard that.
Which apparently they did use. We're going to Fisk the New York Times and find out just what deep rich means to this old gray hag.
Oh, wow. Somebody's got their writing pants on today. Jeez. Get out the word processor, motherfucker.
We the people have had it. We've had it with your narratives, your propaganda, your fake news. We've had it with your constant protection of your Democrat overlords, your refusal to acknowledge any truth that upsets the fragile construct that you believe is real life. And we've had it with your pretentious, tone-deaf assertion that you are, in any way, truth or fact-based journalism. Consider this the shot across your proverbial bow. We're going to Fisk.
Who the fuck do these people think they are?
I have no idea.
Who the fuck does this hag think she is? And who do these people think they are? We're consider this the shot across your proverbial bow.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going
to
do to me?
From the National Rifle Association. And then when people say, what's with your violent imagery? They're like, what are you talking about? There's nothing violent in there.
Shot across your proverbial bow.
From the National Rifle Association.
What am I supposed to glean from that shit? That's pretty fucking violent.
It's not the National Nerf Ball Association.
No, it's the guns. The guns that kill people.
Journalism. Consider this the shot across your proverbial bow. We're going to Fisk the New York Times and find out just what deep rich means to this old gray hag, this untrustworthy, dishonest rag that has subsisted on the welfare of mediocrity for one, two, three more decades. We're going to laser focus on your so-called honest pursuit of truth. In short, we're coming for you.
So,
watch Dana Loesch full commentary on commentators on NRA TV.
Oh, shit. I mean, you know, if she means they're figuratively coming for the NRA, like they're going to, for the New York Times. Like,
well, that's what they claim.
Yeah, I mean, good luck.
But couched in all that imagery that, dun, dun, dun,
right.
Dun, dun, dun,
what about
we're going
idiots?
To laser focus on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's violent.
Yeah. You can't tell me. And then they're all coquettish. Oh, what do you mean it's violent?
Ah, fuck you.
What's wrong with you, libtards, calling us violent?
God. Go ahead. Go after the New York Times. Try to shoot holes, no pun intended, well, into their stories.
So there's another one over there.
Loser.
NRA on their online TV.
Yes.
And this... twattery is unparalleled from this fuck.
Twattery.
Grant Stinchfield, tiny dick, little needle penis, BB bald, little cowardly twunk.
Yes.
Who has to arm himself, I'm sure, all the time when he goes down to the fucking Piggly Wiggly, because the Negroes are coming for me and the Muslims are coming for me.
Home invasion.
Second Amendment. Fuck your Fourth Amendment, your 10th and that 16th. I want to get rid of that one.
Fuck your feelings.
It's the slavery one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They don't like that one.
Grant Stinchfield is this fuckhole's name.
Oh, yes. Hello, fuckhole.
Who's a host on their TV show.
Yes.
Tweeted...
But cool.
In regards to what's going on with the Korean situation.
Yes. The Korean situation. No shit.
He tweeted today.
Okay.
Let's send a note to North Korea that Sacramento changed its name to Guam.
What does that mean? That means they should bomb Sacramento?
Yeah, let's convince them to send their missiles at Sacramento to all those libtard gun stealing dick suckers,
hey,
over in California.
Aren't there some NRA members in California, I would imagine?
A few of them responded to that tweet and said, hey,
did they really?
I'm in the NRA. I live in California. What the fuck is your problem?
And also, check yourself, dickheads. I mean, how far do you want to take this right-wing nut job rhetoric? You want to nuke California because there's libs there that don't agree with your stupid shit?
However, less than 2 months ago, cum stain was whining about left-wingers using inflammatory rhetoric.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking idiot. I mean, you can't get much more inflammatory than that. Calling on North Korea to bomb Sacramento. The fuck is this guy's problem?
Well, right.
Stupid.
This is American Patriot, Ryan. This
Okay. Oh, my mistake. Yeah. A patriot that wants to nuke part of our country.
And I do have to say, I saw the original tweet, and
yes.
I looked at all the responses.
Ooh.
And even on the NRA dickbag's Twitter feed.
Hello, dickbag.
There was, I think, one only.
Right.
That was some MAGA troll defending what he said.
Wow. That's amazing.
Of literally, I think, a couple hundred direct responses to his tweet. And I read through most of them.
Right.
And I really could only see one account that was trying to defend him.
So that's a victory,
saying
kind
it was a joke or something like that. Or I agree with him. Why don't you add Hollywood, this guy said.
Fuck you. Again, you Republicans, you conservative dickbags with your joking around.
What a patriot.
How's that? If that's a joke, how's that funny?
Imagine
Where's the funny part?
Yeah. What if we said, why don't you just nuke Texas? Get it over with.
Oh, my God. They'd be like, I'm taking you to Guantanamo Bay, stupid.
Un-American, let's get that violence. Ooh.
We're going to arrest you.
They're so violent on the left.
Oh, yes.
This is Steve Doothy. They're the violent rhetoric from the left calling for Texas to be leveled. Oh, my God.
Right. God.
Fuck them all.
Yeah, fuck you guys. And fuck Fox News.
The NRA is a terrorist organization.
To say that.
How are they not a terrorist organization?
I don't know.
NRA, defend yourselves to me,
you
cunts.
How,
bring it.
Why would you even want to invite the idea of any place on the planet being nuked? I mean, really? What do you think the end game is? We're all running around with our faces melted off and nobody can buy guns. How sad.
And in the increasing threat of a nuclear confrontation,
yes.
This is his humor.
Right.
Take out the libtards instead. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
You know, something we should think about is like the more this escalates with North Korea, what does it do to our country? I mean, if we're sitting here, right now it seems kind of like a joke. Like, maybe we'll go to war with North Korea, maybe we won't. It seems like it probably won't happen, hopefully.
Probably not. And even Trump was asked today about there was a report of a secret back channel. Ooh,
sacred.
Go through my secret back channel.
Oh, yes.
That's
what they're good at, by the way.
And well, yeah.
Secret back channels.
And I guess that's one skill they have.
Right.
And
dickheads.
He wouldn't comment on that.
Yes.
Like he was a little coquettish about saying anything. So there may be some adults speaking in a room somewhere while this idiot is running around. The two idiots, Kim and our orange fox, are both probably have people right underneath them talking to each other, saying, all right, just don't ignore what he said.
And the thing
is, just ignore what the president said. Just ignore what Kim said.
And the thing is, man, I mean, the more this escalates, I mean, you're going to get people more uneasy in the U.S., you know, if you have to wonder, oh, are we going to go to nuclear war with some fucking country? Oh, my fucking God. Now our country's living in that sort of nervous state. I mean, that's fucked up. And also, he's making the case for our enemies, for ISIS. Yeah, we are a big bully. And we are the enemy of the fucking planet.
Well, and Guam, the people of Guam, were all pretty nonplussed, it seems. Because they live over there.
Yes.
They hear that shit all the time
right.
from North Korea. Oh, yeah. Hellfire and brimstone. You're going to send, okay.
Right.
But now,
it's from our side.
Before, we've always had someone over toddler intellect.
Yes.
Sitting in the White House.
Who can be controlled, at least.
Who doesn't fuck things up.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if George Bush had Twitter and was into twatting out things.
He wouldn't have, because he trusted the people around him. He was an ideologue in some ways, but he also listened to his advisors.
Right.
Nicole Wallace, who's got that new show on MSNBC, which, you know, she's a Republican.
Yes.
But she's pretty anti-Trump, and she was the mooch.
Yes.
For George Bush for a while, for
right.
W. And she's like, this is insane.
It's bananas.
This is insane. That the people around George Bush, He listened to them. They could have said, Mr. President, you can't tweet. Just can't. And he would have been like, oh, darn.
It's going to be like this, though, as long as Hitler's president.
He's not going to change.
This nuclear, maybe this North Korea thing goes away. Maybe it de-escalates, but then it'll be another horrible escalation of something else.
Reverend Al was on a panel, and they were talking to him. He was talking about it, and he said, Trump, it's not going to change, like you just said, because Trump, I'm using my own words now.
Yes.
Trump's, anytime you ask Trump or to do something or tell him he can't do something, he says, fuck you.
Right. Lovely.
To anyone.
Yes.
And he listed, he said, look, they didn't want him to do this. And at the G20, they said, look, all you got to do when you speak is make sure you reaffirm.
Right.
Paragraph 5. If you attack one, you attack us
the
all.
The NATO thing.
He cut that out intentionally. The one thing he cut out of the speech was because they were telling him he had to do it. And he said, fuck you.
You almost believe sometimes that he buys into this Bannon shit, that he wants chaos, that maybe Trump is an ideologue in some sort of way.
I just think he's a fuck you. Nobody controls me.
God. He's a contrarian. The worst kind. And he's racist.
With his tiny little orange finger on the button.
And he's worried about his dick size. He's one of those guys.
I just hope that, you know, the adults will, if he says launch, will say no.
Well, I mean, we've been hoping for a lot from the adults, so...
Yeah, but nuclear war is a little...
I know!
...is a little different that to assuage the president's ego.
Well, I mean, here's hoping. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should hold a lot of faith out in hoping, because... I don't know. I mean, nobody's been able to keep him in line. No one's been able to guide him. Ivanka hasn't done jack shit.
Yeah, he can't press the button himself, though.
Right.
I mean, so there is a process there. He can't go to Twitter. He can go to Twitter and say, they won't let me launch the codes. They won't let me launch the nukes.
I read about the process. It's really not that involved. It's really not.
Right, but there are intermediaries.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a literal button in his pocket where
he says
go after.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know, but I mean, it's just. I read something in the Atlantic and it is kind of disturbing. There's not too many. I don't know. Hopefully he won't fucking nuke us.
Oh my God. On this Faithless Friday, a gift from the gods. This is 3 days in a row now that we're going to get a clip from the Jim Baker show.
Oh shit.
On the screen. As I start this video, $550 year. For two pancake bulk buckets.
Well, see, this kind of makes sense. I mean, like, pancakes are made from powder a lot of times. So, like, they, you know what I mean?
2,530
pancakes?
How many pancakes are you eating in a year? 2,000 servings?
I don't know.
Year for two pancake bulk. Maybe year for two is the.
How many pancakes?
Is the brand.
I don't even know if I have a pancake a month. I usually don't get pancakes when I go to breakfast.
$550 for 2,500 servings of fucking pancakes.
I mean, there's only 365 days in a year.
Right.
And how long am I living in this nuclear apocalyptic hellscape of shit? I'm making pancakes every morning. My eyeballs are glowing.
So the Jim Baker apparently is a good capitalist because... With the escalating tensions of North Korea, it's time for him to sell more food.
Yay!
Because, of course, with the nuclear winter coming and all the brown people...
Oh, shit.
...are going to come for your food.
God, you know, this is so great for all these lunatic right-wing nutjob broadcasters.
We should start selling survivalist food.
Oh, yeah. Buy
but
some...
Our listeners are too smart to fall for that shit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the problem.
You buy some Krabby bars...
We should assume persona, fake personas, and do a
just
a fake right wing.
Oh God!
Total right wing, and just to make money.
Oh yeah,
fleece those morons.
Absolutely.
We are in the most serious time probably in America's history. Yeah. And what is America doing?
Since I said we were in the most serious time in history a year ago, or two years ago, or a year before that.
We're playing.
Yes.
We're mocking. We're mocking God. We need to get God on our side. We don't need to say God, you know, we don't need to make fun of God. But
how are we making fun of God?
I don't know.
Na-na-na-boo-boo.
Well, I mean, I make fun of God. I mean, God doesn't exist, so it's impossible to make fun of something that's not a thing.
How does he, as a culture, right. I don't think he's listening to crab diving. I hope he is. Yes. Hey, Jim, thanks for all the material.
Is that blasphemy? Is that what he means? Is it blasphemy?
I guess, yeah. Making fun of God.
Bye.
But he trips himself up because when, in his sentence, when he kind of gets to the point where one would describe what the mocking of God is, he can't
right.
come up with anything except saying the same thing he just said.
God on our side. We don't need to say God, you know, we don't need to make fun of God. But
we don't need to make fun of God. We don't need to say God. We don't need to make fun of God.
Regarding God, dickhead, you don't need to do anything because, you know.
But he can't come up with an example.
Right. Yeah, stupid.
We don't need to make fun of God, but we are in the most serious time in history, and we're fighting among ourselves
in
America.
It's worse than mocking
because
God.
I mean, what are we going to do if one bomb slips through? All hell's...
Yeah, good fucking point, dickhead. Why did you endorse Trump then? If they're so worried about a missile or a bomb slipping through, then maybe you should have voted for Hillary fucking Clinton, you dickhead.
And
God damn.
I love how these assholes one up each other, because this other one, his guest, is writer of Tribulation of Truth.
Yes.
The Window of the Lord's Return. John Shorey is this asshole.
Tribulation of Truth.
You can go to his website, and he's got a page where he just has prophetic updates. Where,
oh, geez.
Look at the prophecies that came true.
So that's what he does to put content on his website. He sits around and thinks, oh, what prophecies can I make up?
Ooh, 3 days ago he wrote for Charisma News, the Lord could return in the next couple of years.
He could. He sure could. Oh, my God, you fucking charlatans, please.
Oh, and people...
When's Jesus
coming
back?
Gobble this shit up. They just eat it up. I don't get it.
You know, Baker, write down on a note card when you think God's coming back. And as soon as he doesn't show up, I don't know.
Well, mysterious ways,
Ryan. Oh, okay. Is that what he says?
Right. There's still homos butt fucking. He's not coming back while sodomites are blowing their seed in each other's recti.
Okay. And let's say God, I've got multiple rectums.
So this, you notice this Shorey busted in there and said, well, it's not just mocking God.
God, this sounds like, oh, we got trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here in River City.
Among ourselves in America.
It's worse than mocking
because
God.
I could do anything better than you can.
God, this dude is, Jesus, we are having such a musical theater moment. That's, I can do anything.
Right. No, you can't. Yes, I can.
What show is that from?
I don't remember.
And then I was about to talk about Harold Hill. This fucking Jim Baker is the Harold Hill of goddamn powdered shit. Isn't he? Or Jesus.
Music
or
man. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're fighting among ourselves in America.
It's worse than mocking
because
God.
I mean, what are we going to do if one bomb slips through? All hell's going to break loose.
Jim, the church is mocking the prophets that God rose up to.
What? It's
Jim.
Not. I think he's talking about himself.
I think so too.
Because he considers himself a prophet, right?
Jim Baker considers himself.
No, this guy, this Shorey is the one who's talking.
Oh, absolutely.
Now.
If he's like writing prophecies on a stupid fucking WordPress site, sure. Why not? He's mocking God.
He's mocking God.
Fuck your prophets.
Annie, get your gun.
Oh, shit.
I can do anything better than you.
Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
The two actors that were in the movie.
Okay. This is curious. That's awesome. What a great musical. I like that one. I do. I also like Music Man. I don't know. What's your favorite?
Irving Berlin, isn't it?
Yes,
I think. The original cast recording is Merman.
Okay,
Ethel Merman and Ray Middleton. Oh. The movie. Betty Hutton and Howard Keel.
Okay.
Betty Hutton was I think it was actors that kind of sing.
Oh, okay.
Instead of singers that act.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Doris Meredith Day and Wilson. Robert Goulet did a version.
Oh my fucking
on an album.
God.
Robert Goulet. Fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
So there you go.
Musical theater moment.
And in 1975 on Saturday Night Live, Barbara Walters did it with Howard Cosell.
No, oh, God damn it. With Howard fucking Cosell.
On The Muppet Show, Ethel Merman sang it with Miss Piggy.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
That's great.
That's a real musical theater long moment. Back to these two Christo fucks trying to out-apocalypse each other.
Oh, yes.
My apocalypse is scarier than yours.
Mocking the prophets that God rose up to warn us.
That's right.
And when it all comes down, those people, God said, I will do nothing unless I warn you by the prophets. And you've got people mocking the prophets because it's not happening fast enough.
Yeah.
And by God's grace, it's not happening fast enough.
Yeah.
So we have time to put our order in and get the food out of his warehouse before the government does. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Oh, we got trouble. Right here in River City.
He went right for the food.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God, they're mocking the prophets because it's not happening fast enough. Order that food.
Boy, this guy is bringing the intensity.
He's good.
He's worried about fire and fury.
Man, these guys are improv, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, they never negate.
Oh, fuck no.
They can come up with anything. Anything. Remember that one idiot that had Lori enraptured because Lori was talking about angels. Oh, I talk to angels all the time. And that one idiot.
I remember
once
that.
Again, I'm better than you are. That one idiot on the panel said, Lori, I can see there's an angel right on, over your left shoulder right now. And Lori was like, oh, wow. Yeah, wow.
Oh, you think Jim Baker takes people aside? He's like, listen, don't engage Lori about the fucking angels. Yeah.
Lori, there's an angel ice skating on your clitoris right now.
We got to animate this show. Somebody's doing a triple axel on a sexual organ.
Here's more of these. They really are amazing.
Oh, they're fucking.
And get the food out of his warehouse before the government does.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
But.
Whoa, was that Lori there?
Hold on a second. Why is the government coming for the fucking food?
I don't know.
Going to take it?
I don't know where the government came into that rant.
I thought you fuckheads loved the fuck out of the fucking government. You just went to the White House and sucked off Schittler. No?
And get the food out of his warehouse before the government does.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But the men of God and women of God that have been on this program over the last couple years, they have warned.
Jim's like, duh, hold on. We're not this guy's not going to get the biggest applause on my show.
Yeah, right.
Man.
The men of God and women of God that have been on this program over the last couple years, they have warned us. They have warned us about many things. And the problem is, we're ignorant. Because they don't know all the things that these men have prophesied on our show have taken place. We're in an unusual time. Where there's such a vocal war. This is the warfare of word that God showed me in Revelation chapter 6.
Showed him. I think we can all read Revelation chapter 6. How did Jim get an early release of it?
Hand release.
A pre-release?
Oh, yes. A reach around from Jesus.
No, I mean the release of the...
Of the Bible?
Yeah.
Of course. Duh. Probably ran it by Jim before he put it out in the ether. So stupid. Yeah, why the fuck are you so smart, Jim? Why are you able to interpret shit from the Bible that I can't?
Oh, here's
is he so smart?
Here's the previous one.
I've had a lot of angel experiences.
Yes.
And a lot.
We believe in angels.
Yes.
Really believe in angels.
And I know when I talk about, we don't talk about a lot on the show, and I'd like to talk more about it.
Well, there's a lot of devils around, but by the Bible counting.
Yeah.
We don't talk a lot about it on the show. Lord. I'd love to talk about it more. Sounds like they've had a talk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like, I want to talk about the fucking angels. And Jim's like, shut your pie hole.
Oh, she loves angels. It sounds like somebody's high as fuck.
I envision these two, yes. Like, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf when they're at home.
Right.
Right.
How many Xanaxes does it take for Laurie to see angels?
Yeah, I want, and let me know.
I want to know.
Let me know the combo you're taking where you're seeing all these.
I've had a lot of experiences with angels.
Oh, yes, I bet.
Our Mexican gardener's named Angel.
Oh, yeah.
We really believe in angels.
And I know when I talk about, we don't talk about a lot on the show, and I'd like to talk more
about
it. Well,
there's a lot of devils around, but by the Bible counting, there's more angels than devils.
But
God damn.
Listen in, because here's where this asshole, the editor of Charisma News, has to leap in and do the, I'm a better prophesier than you are,
or
I'm a better angel spotter than you. Well, Lori, there's one over your left shoulder right now.
I've just had so many that it's just been incredible, and it's real. It really is real. And like you just said, if our eyes were open spiritually, we could see them. And there's times God allows us to see that.
There's an angel right on your left shoulder right now, standing right behind you.
Oh,
praise God!
Wow.
You should see the look on Lori's face.
See, Lori might be the only person on this stage that fucking believes this shit.
There's an angel.
Listen to that fraud. There's an angel over your left shoulder right now.
She's like, oh my God, I hear some low-hanging fruit.
Good God.
I mean, really?
Left shoulder right now, standing right behind you.
Oh,
praise God.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
There's such an anointing here today.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
Lori's looking for a pill. She can't hack it.
There's such an anointing here today. You just can't. Is that what it is, an anointing? They saw a bunch of angels, so now they're experiencing an anointing.
So that was a Baker flashback. Here we're flashing forward again to these two assholes.
Anointing.
Jim Baker and John Shorey.
Fuck
who
you.
Are saying that buy the food before the government comes and takes it.
You must be shitting me.
Have taken place. We're in an unusual time where there's such a vocal war. This is the warfare of word that God showed me in Revelation chapter 6. The first horse is the horse of the apocalypse. That is this. This is the horse of the Antichrist.
Well, you
that
know,
spirit.
Yeah.
Can you people not see the spirit of Antichrist is in the United States of America? We've never had it. What is this? The falling away? The love of many shall wax cold?
What is he talking about?
What flashing is on the screen, KJV.
What? KJV?
King James.
Oh, King James version.
How dare you heathen.
KVAG. By the way, listen to K-Voice.
Immediately following this.
At 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, if you're listening live. Otherwise, download it on iTunes, Stitcher.
K-Vag.
There's a Bible verse.
Matthew 24:12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Wax me. I was listening to all that religious mumbo jumbo garbage shit.
Yeah,
they were just saying, and I don't know that they're saying anything. I just think they're throwing out a bunch of words that don't mean shit.
And because iniquity shall abound,
yes,
okay,
the love of many, okay,
shall wax cold.
Wax cold means to grow cold.
When you leave the wax on your Brazilian too much.
Oh, yes.
And
it turns cold.
And your crotch area starts bleeding when you rip that shit out of there. I don't know what that means.
It's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't even see this shit in Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling wouldn't write this crap.
That's why you can attribute whatever the fuck you want to certain passages. You
mysterious.
Just interpret it the way you want. Yeah.
This is mysterious as fuck. It doesn't make any sense.
The falling away, the love of many shall wax cold. This is not the America I grew up in. This is America that you can't even have the Ten Commandments in the park.
Why do you
and we've all just let it go.
Why do you?
And I'll tell you, judgment's coming. This is a whole different country.
Completely.
We never.
Have you seen all the brown people around? This is where they're going.
You're that guy.
Completely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Why the fuck do you want a Ten Commandments in the park? The park's supposed to be fun. I'm on the jungle gyms. I'm skipping. I'm on a merry-go-round. And now I got to be reminded not to covet my neighbor's fucking wife and don't kill people. Why do I have that in the fucking park next to a fountain?
Coveting.
Yeah, don't covet, stupid.
Butt crime.
If you covet, I'll smite you down with hellfire.
This is America that you can't even have the Ten Commandments in the park. And we've all just let it go. And I'll tell you, judgment's coming.
Fuck you.
A whole different country.
Completely.
We've never, ever had a time when 50% of the people wanted to kill the president of the United States.
Oh, come on.
What? Citations. Citations, you crazy fucking dickbag. Please.
I don't think 50% want to kill him.
Right.
But I would venture to put, I would put money on the fact that if you take a percentage of people that would like to kill Donald Trump, versus the percentage of people that wanted to kill Barack Hussein Obama.
Right.
I would bet on the latter being a biglier number.
Yes. I mean, nobody's... This guy is just full of shit. See, these fuckers, they even said it in a previous episode of this fucking Jim Baker powdered soup show that if you disagree with the president, God will rain judgment down upon your ass. So to them, that's the same thing. Disagreeing with the president is saying you want him, you want to do bad stuff to him. It's the same fucking difference to them.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yep.
These guys are simpletons. they think they're angels.
And for $70,
yes,
you can get 253 servings of the pancake bulk bucket. What a 6-gallon bucket.
Oh, geez. 6 gallons of pancakes?
You can only take 10 shits in that one.
Dude, do you know how many? I mean, that's just so many pancakes.
It's 253 servings. Not,
where's the syrup?
Not 253 pancakes.
How? Where's the syrup and where's the motherfucking butter to accompany? Ooh. I'm going to eat 25,000 pancakes, whatever it is, with no syrup. Please, Jim,
where's
I'd rather
be. Where's the water coming from?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. To make any of this shit.
I mean, do they have water? What am I saying? Of course they have water. Distillers
Jesus.
Or something that he sells.
Oh, yes. Jesus brings the water,
or
dummy.
Or you can go over to InfoWars and Alex will have some of that shit, too. Globalist.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And, you know, why does Lori, what has Lori done in her life that's so fucking fantastic that she gets visited by all these cool-ass angels? Why not me?
Acid.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of it. Lots of it.
Jim's like, Lori's been on acid continually for the last 10 years. It's the only way to handle her.
The LSD of the Lord.
She's got to see angels or she goes cuckoo.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday.
That's right,
everyone.
Pat.
We're excited as fuck.
Yes.
That you're listening and that it's the weekend
you know,
coming
Pat.
Up.
There's an angel straddling your face right now.
Oh.
Don't look now.
That's what that smell is. I thought my microphone might have needed some.
Oh, shit.
A little bit of Lysol or something.
No, that's an agent of God on your face.
We've got a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
Do you remember that story of... let's call them a small little herd of subhumans that crowdsourced a ship to traverse the waters of the Mediterranean and try to hunt down evil immigrants.
You mean people from Syria fleeing
people
ISIS
fleeing
via boat?
Libya, people fleeing Syria.
Lots of tiny boats.
Yes.
People in
and
lots
dying
of
by the scores.
Why don't we send... We got shit tons of boats. Why aren't we sending our boats to pick these fucking people up
to
save them?
Well, there are.
Them?
There are. Then that's what this boat was about.
Yes.
Was they're upset about all the activist boats that are out helping these people, plucking them out of the water when these human traffickers.
Oh, yes.
I saw a story the other day that I think 30 or 40 people died when they just didn't feel like crossing. So they took him out for a while and threw him all off the boat.
They just threw him into the water?
Yeah. And left him.
Holy shit. Holy fuck.
So that's what's going
shit.
On. And these are not terrorists. These are people fleeing.
Yeah.
Putting themselves in obvious danger to try to think of how bad shit must be in their home.
God damn.
That they're willing to risk their lives to cross the Mediterranean to try to get to somewhere where they can survive.
And where they're going to, a lot of people think they're all terrorists.
Yep.
Imagine, how do you feel
about
the...
they are is too.
Yeah, it is fucking unreal. Horrible.
So these assholes of this group, the Defend Europe, remember their group?
Yes.
Defend Europe.
God, Lori, by the way, Lori, why don't you ask some of these fucking angels that are hanging out where you are, why don't you send them to Syria to help these fucking people? They need angels, not your Xanaxed up ass.
It's called the name of the ship that they got is called the Sea Star. I don't know what that...
Sea Star.
The letter C dash star.
Okay. I don't know.
There is a report now.
Yes.
Defend Europe has previously accused these NGOs, non-governmental organizations that operate rescue ships
right
in the Mediterranean. This group, Defend Europe, accuses them of colluding with Libyan human traffickers.
Oh my God.
And they were going to, their goal was to, I guess, pluck some of these guys out of the water or whatever, turn the ships back. And if they did rescue people, they were going to take them back to the country of origin.
Holy
which is
shit.
Against the UN Charter.
So they're the not UN allowed Charter to do
says
that.
If you rescue refugees, you don't take them back to from whence they have refuged.
They're risking everything
yes.
to get the fuck out
now,
of there.
Now, you may ultimately send them back, but
yes.
you have to take them to a place of safety.
You don't get to make that decision for them.
Right away.
That's insane. Of course. A fucking course.
We've all agreed as civilized humans that we will at least give them a fair shot
yes.
at proving that they are real refugees and need to stay
if
in the
you
country.
Got a boat and you're tooling around in the Mediterranean and you come upon some refugees fleeing Syria, you're not like, oh, I'll give you right back to Syria. How's that?
Well, right. And these assholes said that they would, of course, rescue anybody, but they'd take them back to Libya.
That's not rescuing them.
Against the UN Charter.
That's not a rescue. God.
Well, now, I don't know. Let's call it karma.
Yes.
Which I don't believe in. But some good news.
Okay.
Their ship has been disabled and is due to mechanical failure, and they are stranded in the central Mediterranean. The hate mongers.
Oh, jeez,
guys.
Are
stranded.
Well, I have a few suggestions. The first one, I hope you're praying. Pray up a storm, dickheads.
But guess who is going to rescue them? One of the non-government organization rescue people.
Jeez.
Boats are going to help them.
Wow. Now, who in the fuck is more motherfucking Christ-like in this situation? Gee.
Today, a UK anti-extremism research and education group called Hope Not Hate.
Hello.
Issued a formal complaint and a request for an inspection of the ship in the wake of its technical failure, pointed out that this incident is further confirmation that this ship is ill-equipped to care for the migrants it claims it can rescue. See, they're saying they're rescuing people.
Right.
When in actuality, they're trying to send them back.
So they're throwing them in the boat and driving them back to wherever they came from.
And these
they're not
these other groups said,
them.
You don't have the facilities to care for these people as you take them back.
They're like, well, we aren't going to care for them. They're going to be our prisoner. And then we're going to take them right. back to Syria or Libya. God, that's so fucked up.
The one of their rescue ships, CI,
yes.
a German non-governmental organization that operates rescue ships in the Mediterranean, said that one of their group's rescue ships had been dispatched to help the stranded vessel. Quote, to help a ship in distress is the duty of anyone at sea with without regard for their origin, race, religion, or beliefs.
Of fucking course. Hey, why don't you take these idiots, once you rescue them, why don't you take them to Syria? Why don't you take them to Syria or Libya? Leave them there. Fuck them.
Defend Europe, confirm the ship was suffering from a technical problem.
The spokesperson said.
They
should have prayed harder, probably.
They say the problem is about to be resolved. The group is an offshoot of a white nationalist identitarian movement, and they crowdfunded their ship with claims that they would be targeting criminal NGOs.
Targeting!
That are nothing less than part of the international human trafficking ring.
Can I make a comparison? Now, this reminds me, there was a story in Massachusetts. A great white shark, huge fucking shark, enormous teeth, beached itself. And I remember the story. There were people saving the shark, dragging it back into the ocean so it could swim around and eat swimmers. You know, however you feel about that, whatever. This is kind of the same thing, right? This is the same thing. So they're going to rescue these fuckers, fix their boat, and then let them go about doing their shitty, heinous, white supremacist dickhead work.
But this NGO now wants them inspected.
Yes.
Because they're saying they can't be doing what they said they are doing. They don't have the facilities to rescue these people. They should stay the fuck out of it.
Right, right.
Is basically what the...
Holy shit, man.
And remember we found out that it was like, it's literally like three assholes from like Seattle or something.
Yeah.
That
got a nice
for last
boat.
Did crowdfunding and suddenly ended up with a few hundred thousand from hate mongers.
And they're playing.
And they bought a boat.
Yeah, they get to play evil asshole pirate shit.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever they're doing.
And they're way on social media. Like they're periscoping the whole thing. And I remember when they were first doing it. And they weren't sure they were going to be able to, and they were squealing and crying on social media. Oh, look, they're not letting us go protect Europe.
Isn't that a thing, though? And isn't there some kind of maritime law where if you see someone drowning, you're supposed to save them, put them on your boat?
Well, they rescue alleged them? That that's what they would do. They would, of course, rescue these people, but they're dragging their asses back to Libya. They're not going to take them to the other side.
Gee, Pat, they have an odd definition of rescue.
So we'll keep you apprised on that. Hopefully,
God, that's fucking hilarious.
Hopefully, something they'll fail that inspection or whatever, and they'll tell them you can't be doing what you're doing or whatever.
Don't break your dick rescuing these guys.
I'm sure they'll squeal like the piggies they are.
Oh yes.
Oh, they can't do that.
Persecution.
We've got a. Let's do the story here. This is fun since we're talking about love bears like these people.
Yes.
Well, apparently.
Okay.
The
love bears.
The Daily Stormer. You know that website?
Is this
Ryan?
A Nazi fucking
it's
shit?
A true
thing.
Nazi.
Ugh.
Newspaper on the internet.
How much you want to bet Gorka has this shit bookmarked in his fucking browser?
I get notifications.
I'm a member of the Daily Stormer.
What did he say? The
he gets their
the time, the day
probably.
Of the pajama boys is over.
The pajama boys are over. I'm
the,
reading
the alpha
this.
Males are taking over the White House.
Nine!
He's really...
Yeah.
A fucking
is
cartoon.
It true that he's hooking up with Tila Tequila?
Oh, probably. I don't know. I don't think she would go after this.
She's a big Nazi.
He's creepy as fuck, though.
And so is she. I saw her doing that Sieg Heil bullshit.
She was at Richard Spencer's little Nazi gathering where they...
Yes.
They all did the Hail Trump at the end, right?
Tila Tequila is a fucking creep. Racist.
Here is... do I have Sebastian Gorka?
Gorka.
I thought I had that.
Is this the pajama thing?
I thought I had the day of the pajama
Trump,
boys
Trump
is over.
Trump has a talent for finding some real weird racist fuckers to join his cause.
Who would join?
Who attracts Bannon?
Like we said before, who... what? if you're a sewer, who's going to crawl into you?
All right. I mean, if you're running for president and all of a sudden you have the likes of Steve Bannon sniffing around, is that a wake-up call? Why is this wacko Nazi fuck apocalyptist? Why is this fuckface all up my dick?
The era of the pajama boy is over and the alpha males are back.
Nine.
This is a senior White
He's in
House
the White House.
Advisor.
This motherfucker has the ear of POTUS. POTUS. Whatever.
Hi.
I wonder why they feel about, like, I wonder how Gorka feels about North Korea.
I mean, well, he threw Tillerson under the bus because
yes.
Tillerson was out trying to mop up some of the diarrhea that flew out of Duckface's presidential lips yesterday.
That's a job, baby.
By saying, Americans can sleep well or not. There's no, you know, there's no imminent threat coming right now. And then Trump says,
yes,
hellfire and rain and torture, and I'm going to roast his balls on my own personal spit.
Ball roast, baby.
Right. And then Mattis has to go out and say, well, you know, Mattis said, my job is to offer, military solutions. He's
yes.
the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
So that is his job.
Yeah.
He said, but I have full confidence in the diplomatic corps and what's going on right now that there will be a resolution to this, to what's going on.
Right.
And so Mattis. So they're going out and mopping up.
Yes.
What Schittler is out yapping.
Right. If Mattis was a true adult in the room, he would be finding a way to get this lunatic out of office to save this country. But he's not, because he values his own self-preservation. This is just like these other enablers in Trump's fucking circle. I don't trust these fucking generals. I don't give a shit. They're propping up a heinous leader.
So, over at the Daily Stormer.
Nine.
It's actually, this was found out by somebody over at the Hill, I believe.
Yes. That's kind of a conservarag, is it not?
Yeah.
Sort of.
But a kind of a mainstream conservative, just a regular old conservative.
Oh, yes.
But Andrew Anglin, the editor of the Daily Stormer, white nationalist Nazi fuck.
Congratulations, Nazi dick face.
has posted on the, I believe it's on the Facebook, maybe?
Right.
Or it's a blog post, it says, that Andrew Anglin offered tips to his fellow alt-writers on how to, quote, dress for success and be in good shape for the rallies.
He's gotta fucking give them.
I think they're a little upset about the image.
Yes.
Of the rallies.
Oh, right.
Of these, I'll call them big fat white nationalist slobs.
Listen, if you're a Nazi guy, you're into uniforms. You want everybody to look a little snappy. You need people to be a little more toned, right? To fit into those outfits and those snappy little whatever.
They say it appears to be some sort of a guideline for millennial Nazis.
Oh, God.
Who, they write, quote, are ready to move off of the internet and into the real world.
Oh, great. Lovely. I can't
Gosh,
wait.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Oh, well, they feel emboldened by a fucking president that wants to blow up half the fucking planet.
Gosh, I wonder if Hillary Rodham Clinton had one. If they would be, if we would have this, hey, fatties, dress better post.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Had Hillary Clinton won, oh, my God, it would have been so horrible.
Had Ted Cruz won, we wouldn't have this.
No, we wouldn't. That's true.
Ugh. In one guide, Anglin kicks off by outlining a number of occasions. Priority number one is, quote, we have to be sexy.
Hey, these Nazi fucknuts are bringing sexy back. Who knew?
We have to be hip.
Ah.
And we have to be sexy.
Hogan!
He writes.
Nice.
This means we have to look good. And we have to look dangerous. And we have...
Oh, I should do it like General Burkhalter.
Oh, yeah.
And we have human. We have to look powerful, Clink.
Oh, yes.
And we have to look like we are in control.
God, they sound like somebody that should be unpacking the gimp from the chest or something like that and putting on the latex.
There's,
that is my butt plug!
Then there's a part, a paragraph titled, Be in Good Shape.
Oh, yes, okay. I agree. Be in good shape.
Fat people should be allowed to join groups and be involved in rallies. But.
Yes.
But.
What is the but?
But we need to create a culture where we don't necessarily shame people, but do look at them and expect them to get it together.
Hey, white supremacists, I think you're going to fail here. They want all these fucking Nazi white racist fucknuts to slim down. They're out of your,
we should
out of your fucking
help,
mind.
We should help people get it together. I'm working on my biggest diet guide ever.
Ooh.
Which I think will help the overweight and skinny alike, even if they've minimal time for exercise.
Oh, my God.
Continued obesity should not be tolerated.
Oh, I see. You'll get a warning, and if you don't slim down, then what? They kick you out of the Nazi hate party?
I don't understand. I guess.
You know, maybe they just need to have more of the slimmer racist at the front of these rallies. But it's like, you know.
Well, he's advocating for something he refers to as Chad nationalism.
What does that mean?
Which apparently, Chad. Quote, make girls want to be our groupies. And, quote, make us look like, ooh, bad boys and heroes.
Oh, yes. I mean, dude, it's hard enough to pick up chicks. Now you're a white nationalist. Now you have that going
well,
for
you're
you.
A big fat fuck, apparently.
Oh, yeah. What does he want, man? They want to bring about the revolution. They want to, I don't know. But they want... they want all the races to stop mixing. They want the Syrians to go back to Syria. But they also want the fat, tubby conservative freaks up in Wisconsin to slim down.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're going to get all of that. I don't know if that's doable.
He also outlines acceptable fashion choices. Quote, we want to look slick and sexy. And then he notes that the skinhead style has gone out of vogue.
Oh my God.
He said he will provide more details.
They want to bring the skinhead style back.
But points out that baggy shirts will not be tolerated.
Oh my God. So you gotta tuck it in.
The worst look ever is a baggy t-shirt. Wear fitted t-shirts where the sleeve goes to the middle of your bicep. It should not hang lower than the base of your member.
What? Base of your what?
Member.
Member of your dick?
I believe he's joking. Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Like your t-shirt shouldn't hang. No, the bottom of your t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Not the sleeve.
But he said your bicep. He said your sleeve shouldn't hang lower than your bicep.
The sleeve on your t-shirt should go to the middle of the bicep.
Okay.
And the bottom shouldn't go lower than the base of your
holy
little,
shit,
little white nationalist cock.
You know, it's not easy being a racist. Gotta fucking dress right. God, these Nazis are real Nazis about, you know, what
and
you wear.
And finally, Ryan.
Yes?
Don't ever wear shorts. Serious men in serious situations are not wearing shorts.
No kneecaps! Nine! I can't show my legs. Please. I can't show my legs.
The
and
Nazi
be a white
sexuals. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems to me.
Well, but that's like that Richard Spencer, the one who Tequila hung out with.
Good God, dude.
He looks like just a white hipster, well fitted shirts and no visible ink really, maybe on his arms, but you know, no swastikas on his neck.
Un-motherfucking real, dude. This is fucking nuts. I mean, I it makes sense though. Like some of these Nazis, you know, like that Richard Spencer guy, he cares about what he wears more so than people of color. That's amazing. God, these bigots just great, are just loony. It? They're just crazy.
Yeah, obesity should not be, continued obesity should not be tolerated.
God. I mean, this is fucking bananas.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget to buy some atheist material at Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah, and if you're a little Nazi fuckstick and you got to update the old wardrobe, because it sounds like you might have to, buy an appropriately sized t-shirt on crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right. Buy an elliptical.
Right. Whatever your bigoted ass.
Whatever.
Whatever your evil bigoted ass pays for, we get a piece of that. Doesn't cost you a fucking thing, you fucking Nazi.
This isn't really, I mean, I'm sure she wielded Jesus once in a while on Fox, but this isn't really anything to do with Faithless Friday, but this is a big ha-ha.
Right.
And God, just how these assholes are being exposed. I mean, maybe if we survive this, maybe the Trumpian era will end up having been a good thing. Maybe all the stress.
Right.
Andrea Tantaros, remember her?
Tantaros.
Spectacular asshole from Fox, but who is currently involved in, it's the records are sealed, but they estimate $50 million lawsuit against Fox.
Holy shit, that's awesome. Sue him for as much as you can, Tantaros.
Sexual harassment.
Ooh, wee-wee.
But now... this is one of her claims to fame. She even wrote a book about it. She's anti-feminist.
Yes.
Figure that out. In the past, she blamed feminists for everything from the decline of marriage to statutory rape.
How do you figure that?
I don't know.
Insanity?
She wrote a book called Tied Up in Knots, How Getting What We Wanted Made Women Miserable.
Oh, God.
It was released last year, and it was hundreds of pages of how she, a capable, self-sufficient, feminine anti-feminist, was so much better off than her feminist counterparts. Well, now...
Okay.
This is over at the Raw story. Her elusive image of self-made anti-feminist has been shattered.
No.
Because in New York, a lawsuit has been unsealed, a different lawsuit than the one that she's suing Fox.
Okay.
A federal judge in New York unsealed a lawsuit by a man who claims to be the ghostwriter of the book. A man.
Oh, my.
Is the ghostwriter of her, look what a great feminist I am. Oh, I've done everything myself book.
Well, I mean, geez.
But get this. She even...
This seems like irony.
...requested that it be... He's suing her because she didn't pay him.
Oh, my God.
She agreed to pay him $150,000 and he only got $30,000.
$150,000?
Yeah. So he is suing her.
Yeah.
Her lawyers argued that you have to seal the records because, quote, defendant argues that, as a well-known television journalist, her credibility is her trade.
Well,
and if plaintiff's role in helping defendant write the book was revealed, it would severely undermine her credibility.
If you gave it
in the eyes of her colleagues, fan, publisher, and the wider news media world.
Tantaros, I think you're a loon.
Publisher.
Oh.
Does that mean her publisher did not know that she didn't write that book?
Oh, man.
Interesting.
I mean, can you do that?
But that's what they wrote. They filed that. Her lawyer said, you know, if this gets out, her reputation's fucked.
I don't know if it fucks her reputation up. I mean, she's a right-wing nut job. Yeah. I mean, you know, the bars, they don't care.
Judge, U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Forrest wrote,
That's
the
insane.
Court disagrees.
This is nuts.
A possibility of future adverse impact on employment or the celebrity status of a party is not a higher value sufficient to overcome the presumption of access to judicial documents. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if she gave a shit about her credibility, she just would have fucking paid this guy. And then this wouldn't have fucking happened. I don't get it. This is weird. You know, it's very strange. She just could have paid the guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's...
Does she not have the fucking
she's
money?
She's a conservative.
Yeah.
In the era of Trump. The richer you are, the less you pay for.
And dude, if you're getting a dude to ghostwrite your book about how you're a fucking feminist...
Hire a woman,
or
maybe,
just pay him, though. Yeah. Make sure that shit is taken care of so nothing comes out.
Writing about how I'm not a raging feminist, but I'm an independent woman who does everything myself.
It's irony, right? It's irony.
I guess.
Yeah. It's the height of irony. As Alanis Morris would say.
It's amazing.
As Alanis Morissette would say, I'm sorry, isn't this fucking ironic?
Don't you think?
Don't you think? On
so
your wedding
we're
day.
All thrilled about that.
This is stupid.
That, asshole Andrea Tantaros.
God.
Exposed.
Yes.
But we also want her to take Fox for everything.
Hell yeah.
On that side, too.
So, sue away. How much money does Fox have? I mean, didn't they were sued the shit out of them? They were sued for fucking O'Reilly.
Didn't Gretchen Carlson get $40 million? Something like that?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Because of all the future earnings she allegedly lost, because she wouldn't suck Ailes' cock.
Right. Dan DeRose is suing for $50 million, right?
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly got sued for a shit ton. Fox got sued.
And they settled for, that we know of, $12 million.
Damn, that's a lot. I mean,
I think Ailes was 40 yeah. or $50 million, too.
They're like the Catholic Church.
That they settled for.
They're like yeah. the Catholic Church.
Right. Well, we have, we talked, I believe we heard about this guy the other day. Pat Robertson.
Oh,
who
gosh.
I think most recently was defending Eric Bolling.
Oh, yeah.
Saying he couldn't have sent pictures of his cock through text because he's a good Catholic.
Jesus would never let him do that. Why did Jesus let Eric Bolling send pictures of his penis to his coworkers?
Well, Pat Robertson is aghast, Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the... apparently a giant controversy
Ooh.
Over the ratings success of MSNBC.
No, he thinks it's a lie.
And he's losing his mind.
Ah,
here's Pat Robertson.
I love it.
It ruined their primetime lineup. And that's what's happening. MSNBC is now winning the demographic ratings against Fox.
So he was talking about how Bolling.
Yes.
The libtards
Ooh.
Have... fraudulently attacked all these great guys like Dildo O'Reilly
right.
and Bolling.
Boo.
And now they've, when he opens up, he says they've wrecked their prime time. That's what he means. They got rid of Dildo and whatever.
It ruined their prime time lineup. And that's what's happening. MSNBC is now winning the demographic ratings against Fox.
Really?
They've got the demos, which is the 18 to 49 young people. Isn't that amazing?
It's hanging up here for
right.
See
yes,
here.
It is amazing, Pat. God, what a lunatic.
Oh, we lost it. Let me see if
Jeez.
I can reload it.
Load.
Yeah, so 18 to 45.
Right.
It ruined their primetime lineup. And that's what's happening. MSNBC is now winning the demographic ratings against Fox.
Really?
They've got the demos, which is the 18 to 49 young people. Isn't that amazing?
MSNBC, really?
Really? I mean, Rachel Maddow, of all people,
wow.
is number one. But Fox is self-imposed wounds, but I think that's how you could fix them if you wanted to really do a job. And I applaud Fox. I really believe they're doing a great job, and I hope they continue. But I tell you, those lawyers had better get out of the picture and let the programmers run that network because they're doing a fabulous job. Okay, so
what do you get the lawyers out of it? They're being sued,
right? They don't have a choice.
You old fuck.
I mean, he loves Fox News
and Terry. MSNBC,
oh, right.
really? And he says Rachel Maddow
is number one of all people.
Is it? This is Terry. This is
Terry Muse.
Oh yes, Pat's little assistant or assistant. Sorry, sidekick,
co-host.
On the show. Right?
Really?
You know, Terry, I bet you would probably be more comfortable on any given day at MSNBC than you would at a green room in Fox, where it's just grab ass USA. Don't you think?
Well, I think Terry will be okay.
I don't know. It's like Caligula 60, over 70. There. Okay.
Maybe not that old. I don't know. She was a Miss America.
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
Right. I mean, doesn't Pat Robertson know? Doesn't he know what's going on at Fox News? Does he know all the fucking stories about how Roger Ailes had that weird fucking door that was like soundproof that he would keep people in, he'd shut people inside his fucking office?
Terry looks, she's 68.
Okay.
She's looking good.
Congrats.
She wrote a book called The God Adventure.
Oh my God.
Embracing His Power and Purpose for You.
Ooh, perfect. Embrace this.
make God about me.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, God is you.
Terry Musin was Miss America 1973, Ryan.
You don't have to say it like that. 1973.
The year of our Lord.
1973 BC. Congratulations, Terry, on your win.
Rachel Maddow has indeed been dominating the ratings.
Domination.
Because
she's giving good coverage on this Russia shit. Because people care about it. They're worried about it.
Right. Despite, this is over at Mediaite, despite fading into obscurity during the Obama era, televangelist Pat Robertson has enjoyed a surge in relevancy.
Oh, my God.
Even getting a presidential interview last month with Trump.
Oh.
Remember? That's the first
on-camera
fucking interview Trump gave in a long time, and it was to Pat goddamn Robertson.
To Pat fucking Robertson. That is insane. He is he's like the symbol of the evangelical movement or whatever you want to boom. They can barely move, according to these Nazis. They're too fat.
But then every once in a while, Pat will say something like, well, I don't see anything wrong with marijuana.
Or he'll say something like eat more bran. That makes sense. He's into health shit for some
reason. He'll stumble into something accurate.
You know, it's weird when he talks about the weather. Like when he does his show, his normal, like the 700 Club, it's like the Today Show. He'll do a little weather segment. It's bizarre. Doesn't God tell you the weather, dickhead, or do you look at a meteorology machine or something like that?
I've got a poll.
Poll!
And a survey.
Ooh,
locked
and loaded.
This will be unsurprising.
Fuck you.
To especially people that listen to our show on Faithless Friday.
Eat my dick,
and
Sky God.
The enlightened free thinkers out there.
Right.
According to a recent poll conducted by the Washington Post.
Okay.
And the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Nine.
Adults, among other things, but okay. Adults were asked to the following.
Right.
Which is generally more often to blame if a person is poor? Lack of effort on their own part?
Right.
Or difficult circumstances beyond their control?
Well, I would say B a lot of the times.
To a Christian, one would think the Bible is pretty clear. Jesus said, quote, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
Right. And if you're familiar with camels and needle eyes, impossible.
Camels are big.
Big fucking things.
Eyes of needles are a little small.
Right. Camels are ruminants. They have many stomachs.
Well, 46% of Christians say lack of effort is to blame for a person being poor.
Right. You brought it on yourself, you fucking heathen.
Among certain specific Christian groups, Ryan.
Right.
The gap is even wider.
Yes. Why?
Evangelicals, white evangelical Protestants.
The chosen people.
53% say you lazy fucks.
What about
all
that?
That's why you're poor.
But what about all that Jesus bullshit? What about that?
Hence the I'm reading it.
Jesus Christ. You guys are just fucking hypocrites, aren't you? Jeez.
Catholics are bad, 50%.
Oh, jeez. Gosh. Wow. I mean, maybe some of these people that are struggling in society, maybe some of them might be poor. Maybe it's because they were raped and molested and abused by these priests in the Catholic Church, and they're just, you know, maybe fucked up and need help. What about that?
Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Eat my dick, boy.
Tries to explain to us here, Ryan.
Yes.
What appears to be the conflicting logic.
Oh, okay.
Quote, there's a strong Christian impulse to understand poverty as deeply rooted in morality. Often, as the Bible makes clear, in unwillingness to work, in bad financial decisions, or in broken family structures. The Christian worldview is saying that all poverty is due to sin.
Right.
Though that doesn't necessarily the sin of the person in poverty.
What in the fucking fuck?
So it might not be your fault.
But somebody around you caused it for their bullshit.
Yeah, those two gay guys next door sucking each other off.
Oh, okay.
And the two lesbos scissoring.
Oh, okay.
Or three in my fantasies.
So Kathy and Jennifer scissoring up a storm can cause me to be poor.
In the Garden of Eden, there would have been no poverty. But that there it is, that whore Eve again.
Oh, yes. She ate the apple from that fucking python.
She like flashed a titty and made Adam eat one too.
How come I've never fucking seen a snake eating an apple?
Her titties were already out.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. They had no clothes, no bras back then. How come I've never seen a snake with an apple? I've never seen one snake in a fucking apple tree. But
Well, the snake didn't eat it, so...
But the snake said, hey, eat the apple, right? Because he's in the apple tree.
Because God said that's the tree of knowledge. That's the worst thing I would want is you guys to have knowledge.
What else? Well,
that's not covered enough.
Yeah.
Even the origin story of those people says knowledge is bad.
Yes! Holy shit! Why wouldn't I want to eat shit from the tree of fucking knowledge?
I want to eat the whole tree, root and branch, if it's the tree of knowledge.
I want to know things.
Right.
What other trees do they have in Eden? Any good shit to eat there?
Maybe they had weed.
The trees of hallucinations.
And dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. A raptor. That would suck. God, were there raptors in Eden?
In contrast, by more than 2-1, Americans who are atheist, agnostic, or have no particular affiliation say difficult circumstances are more to blame for poverty than a person's lack of morality or effort.
Well, knock me over with a motherfucking atheist feather.
So doing the maths, white evangelicals are 3.2 times more likely to blame poverty on laziness than kind, sane secularists like us.
Which is, of course, very what? Very Christian.
Right? That's where the irony comes in, is we are, if you read what that character Jesus allegedly said.
He was black.
And really follow what he wanted you to do. We are infinitely more Christian than any of these Christo fucks.
Didn't Jesus tell Hitler to nuke North Korea? He didn't tell him that?
Robert Jeffers said he did.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Politically.
Yes.
Among Democrats.
Fuck you.
72% blame circumstances and not effort. Among Republicans, 63% blame lack of effort.
Yeah, come on, cucks. Quit being pussies. Walk off that poverty.
So there you go.
A bunch of people that probably had trust funds think, you know, it's a lack of effort.
Well, and the dummies, the dumb West Virginia trailer snake waivers are the same.
Yeah, they're landing
as they're on the dole.
Right. God, this, what are we going to do?
It's baffling.
What are we going to fucking do?
It's fucking baffling.
We got this country is just awash in this Jesus bullshit and we are fucking choking on it.
Oh, we don't have much time at all. Sadly here, a minute left here on the big show. Thanks for joining us.
Faithless We're here Friday.
Every goddamn weekday doing this bullshit, 2 to 4 p.m., 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
Really quickly, we mentioned that in the the senatorial race yes. in Abilama, our neighbors here.
My God, we're very close to Abilama.
The leading the polls is none other than quote Justice unquote Roy Moore, former Chief Justice, removed a second time.
He's winning, right?
Right now.
Ugh.
Over Luther Strange and over Mo Brooks.
How the fuck is that possible? We have evidence that this guy is a crook, that he doesn't follow the rules, that he cares more about Jesus than fucking the government.
Roy Moore was asked by a reporter from The Guardian.
Yes.
And asked, of the Ten Commandments on your wall, how many of those do you think Trump has broken in his lifetime? Long pause. I don't know. You might have to ask him, but right. I wouldn't know.
Well.
And the reporter says, who? And Moore says, God, and then laughs. The reporter says, but there's, then they giggle and give each other hand jobs. And then it says, there's, thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet. And then Moore says, well, how many commandments did David in the Bible break? You reckon he put him king. So I think God knows the heart of man.
Oh, geez. You're right. Good point, Roy. God. God knows the heart of Trump. What's it like in there? It must be terrifying.
So then later on, the money line that I wanted to get to here, it says that Reagan said that Russia was the focus of evil in the modern world. Roy Moore says, you could very well say that about America, couldn't you?
Oh,
and the reporter says, you think? And Roy Moore says, well, we promote a lot of bad things, you know. And the reporter says, like? And Roy Moore says, same-sex marriage!
Bam! There you go.
The reporter says, well, that's the very argument that Vladimir Putin makes.
Yeah.
And Roy Moore says, well, maybe Putin is right.
Oh,
maybe
my God.
He is more akin to me than I know.
Shit,
this is
man.
Who the people of Alabama
what
are
a-
currently... in favor of sending to the Senate.
They want him to write laws.
In the United States.
They want that guy to write fucking laws.
Yep.
That is terrifying. Ugh.
We got to go, everybody. Thanks for joining us back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Listen to a brand new sparkling K-voice if you're listening live
right
after this. Otherwise, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And all that stuff for K-Voice also. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on Instagram or Twitter. Or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a blessed weekend, everyone.
God bless it.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.